It's not black mold, that's just a feature wall.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Celine.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm okay.
That's good. That's good to hear. It's been a big couple of weeks. We've got some big texts in from the listeners.
That's horrible to hear, but I'm excited to have a listen and see what I can do, I guess.
So just for anyone who's not familiar with the segment, because this is only our second time we've done it,
yeah.
Do you want to just tell us a little bit about what your position in this is, Celine, as an advocate?
Yeah. No, this is good to remember because I'm not necessarily an expert. I'm a researcher, so I'm a geographer, but I'm interested in housing advocacy, and so I'm starting to kind of educate myself as much as I can with work with Renters United mm-hmm. and other renting groups as we're kind of growing momentum for identity of renters in New Zealand. And alongside that, we thought this could be a great way to kind of see how terrible the climate is out there and
yeah.
Also how difficult it is to navigate our rights as renters.
So we're all kind of learning together. It's all about self-empowerment here. The more you know, the better, right? So let's get stuck into it. So this is a text that we didn't have time to get to last week,
yep.
And it is a big one. So someone said a colleague moved into a rental property, signed a one-year lease with a property agent. The moving process, bond, etc., cost them approximately $5,000. 2 months into the tenancy, they received notice the landlord wanted to sell the property. Tenants are asked to move out. Landlord is claiming financial hardship. What do you suggest to do? Move out and ask for financial compensation for moving costs, or sit tight and say, no, I'm not moving out. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, this is a big one. And I've heard about this type of thing happening quite a lot. So again, just to reiterate, I'm not an expert. So check sources online, tenancy services, tenancy, different support networks you can find. But basically what we think is you can't be evicted in that sense just because they've decided that that's what they're doing. So arguing financial hardship on the landlord's part is something that they have to do through the tenancy tribunal. So if they're doing that, that mention of hardship is basically in the tribunal, they're looking at whether the hardship of the landlord having to continue the tenancy is worse than the tenant's hardship in having to move.
Right.
So it's not up to the landlord to say, I've had hardship, that's it. It's going to be decided by someone else. So if that's the case, you probably have quite a lot of bargaining power.
Okay.
If it's a fixed term tenancy anyway, which it is. So under some circumstances, you could be like compensated for moving out. You could argue that you want to stay until you find an appropriate place. So mm-hmm. you've kind of got a lot of options, and if you just say absolutely not, like, they could always sell with the tenancy in place, so there's movement on both sides and you're in quite a good position to bargain. You don't have to accept that.
Cool, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah,
you got options.
So. Yeah,
excellent. Yeah, and as you say, tenancy services probably good to get amongst as well. It's the kind of thing where you want to know your rights so you can go in with a very polite but firm email, I think, is probably the
love
vibe.
Love a polite but firm email.
Absolutely. You want to know where you're standing. Absolutely.
Exactly. So I hope that helps your colleague to that texter. Someone has also sent in a message this morning saying, I've had a disagreement with my landlord and harsh words were said. This was in October of last year. Under the old tenancy laws, he thought that this was a legitimate reason to serve 90 days leave the property notice. Any advice?
On this case, I think it's a little bit tricky. I don't entirely know the specifics of this. I know that you can be served like 3 notices of antisocial behaviour, but there's differences if the landlord believes there was some kind of assault on them
okay.
from the tenant. So I think it would be good to get some legal advice on that, mm-hmm. on what they thought kind of that situation amounted to and how that could be argued. But that's a really tricky situation.
I guess it depends on what harsh words were maybe.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, I would
did you
say
call
so.
Your yeah. landlord an asshole, or did you go a little bit stronger than that? We'll have to find out what the legal side has to say.
Yeah,
about
I'd say
that.
It's all relative. You want a specific expert, not me, for that situation.
But good to know that there's maybe some wiggle room there.
Yeah.
Someone else has asked, is it okay to put hooks in walls now?
Well, it is.
Yes. Finally put up a mirror.
I know, I think most people either think that it's always been fine or it's never. But on the 11th of February this year, there was this phase 2 of the reforms to the RTA. which is the like Tenancy Rights Act. So you can make minor changes. There is still something where you have to alert your landlord to minor changes, and then they have to prove it. They're not to allow, and they're not allowed to like deny minor changes for any reason that seems ridiculous. But again, I think you can probably put a small mirror in the wall and it won't become an issue, but I actually don't take my word on that. Let me double check.
So do you have to get their approval before you'd make the change?
I think...
Or could I put my mirror up this afternoon? I didn't text this in, by the way.
But it is a useful one to know.
And I don't want to get people in trouble later when they have to, like, fill the wall. But again, when you're returning the property to its previous state, you're going to fill the hole with the little mirror hook in it. So I'm sure
it's fine.
If they're not going to know, they're not going to know. That's usually my approach.
Someone said, I live in a big party flat. The neighbours call noise control on us all the time. Is this something we could potentially get kicked out for? Lol.
Yeah. Oh, lol. Okay. What I think with this, it's a tricky situation because they have to send you three, your landlord has to send three written notices of antisocial behaviour. So loud music, I guess, is classified as antisocial behaviour in a community, if you're annoying your neighbours.
Yeah.
Potentially. But the third warning goes to the Tenancy Tribunal. So it's not just up to the landlord again. So once that's happened, the Tenancy Tribunal will decide whether the tenant needs to leave and then how much notice they get. So the tribunal might think, actually, this is not fair. Not enough of a significant issue. But I would also say that they probably are not. It's a tricky one. I don't know how they would rule it. Maybe it's worth looking up to see if there's previous stuff in the tribunal about noise control and how they tend to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure about that. But it can't be done just by your landlord. So.
Okay, good to know then.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've been served notice because of that, see how that process has gone about, I reckon.
Yeah.
Also, maybe take your, you know, neighbours some baking or something to say sorry, and then might be fine anyway. Invite them to the party next time, and it'll be all good. We've got a couple more questions here. Someone says our dryer isn't properly vented.
This one's so sad.
Like all the hot air just blows into the garage, and it makes it damp and covers everything in lint. Can we get the landlord to fix this?
Yeah, this sounds very frustrating. And I don't really have a good answer for you because it's whether the dryer is it owned by the landlord? Is it like a chattel of the house?
Okay.
Or is it something you've brought in? So if you've brought it in or a flatmate has brought it in, I don't think they probably are going to
do anything.
Care.
Yeah.
But if it's something that was there when you came in and maybe it's changed how it's worked, I also don't know exactly how it would sit within the new Healthy Homes stuff around ventilation. It's not an exact thing that comes under that, but you might be able to argue a case. So I would definitely try and get that sorted out. But if it's your own dryer, it might be a little bit harder.
Yeah, if it is the landlord's dryer as well, they probably don't want, you know, damp air just blowing into their property anyway. So you could probably argue on that front as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in a similar vein for our last question this morning, my kitchen has no oven hood. Is this legal?
So this is another one of those changes that has happened. So not legal. So this, along with the picture hook, is kind of all part of the new reforms of the RTA. So they're really long, and a lot of the changes are incredibly minor in that way. And things that you cannot believe had not been legal beforehand.
Oh my gosh.
So quite terrifying, but really worth having a read of them because there's a few different things around ventilation. So the ventilation standards are part of that, and they came in basically from July 1st this year. All private rentals on new or renewed tenancies have to comply. So if you've been on a fixed term for a while, they might not have to yet, but if you just signed a tenancy agreement, I know there's a few landlords have been running around, scurrying around, trying to get their houses complying by July.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of that. You need to have ventilation, and a bathroom and kitchen must have extractors.
Cool. Yep. Love to see that.
My bathroom extractor fan doesn't work.
Well, you better hit up your landlord.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because there's it's a difficult, obviously quite a difficult process and very annoying to get involved in those kind of things, but the Healthy Homes are very much they've been really well explained to landlords, and there's been a lot of kind of time spent explaining what they need to do, but very little time explaining to tenants what their new rights are.
Interesting.
So I would look this up, and your landlords are going to there's a lot of fines and penalties around in terms of not complying to healthy homes. So cool. I would get onto that.
Where can people find them?
I would look at the Tenancy Services website. If you look up like RTA changes, there's a really good long document of the phases that have come through. So phase two is July, and then there's also a phase three that is about like family violence and tenancies, some changes that really need to happen. So they're coming up soon as well.
Cool.
I can put that in the podcast.
We'll stick it in the podcast.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you very much, Celine. As always, go check out Tenancy Services if you have more specific things you need answered or you want a bit more clarification. Also, the Community Advice Bureau is a really good place to go as well if you need some legal advice too. So go and get organised. Get some knowledge on your side. Thank you very much, Celine.
No problem.
We'll see you in a fortnight.
See you in 2 weeks.
A plague on both your investment houses. That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.